You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
Off we go. You're trotting through the fucking beach in socks to get on this jet ski. I know that that instructor went home that night and just told his whole family about, like, this weirdo that went jet skiing with socks
on. And you know
what?
No one would have been looking at my toes and noticed that they're a little bit longer than average. Jack, welcome back.
Thank you.
I feel like at the moment it's just like you ping-ponging with Jess at the moment. You're on 1 week, she's on the next, then you're back, and then she's gone, and yeah.
Sweet little tag team.
Yeah, so thanks for joining me again this week.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I am a busy guy, so.
Yeah. How has your last 7 days been? Well, since you were on last.
Not too bad. I tell you what, though, I'm fucking sick of this Australian summer.
Yeah, she's definitely been dragged out quite a lot.
Like, the sun needs to fuck off at some point.
Yeah, she's quite hot. As I've gotten older, I've just realised I've not been able to hack, like, the hot heat as much as when I was younger. But, you know.
I remember one time you and Claire were at the beach, and it was, like, literally a 42-degree day. And I just couldn't get around that.
I feel like at the beach, though, it's not as hot. But I can't. I'm not someone to, like, lay out in the sun and get too bored.
Yeah.
So.
I don't really like the beach. You dragged me down there last night. And normally when we go to the beach, it's just a walk along the concrete or the jetty. But you're like, no, let's go put our feet in the water. And I was like, okay. So we did that and immediately regretted it. I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
I didn't mind it, but I could tell you weren't enjoying it. So I was just like, fine, we'll go.
Thanks, doll.
But we actually, something I do want to talk about, we recently attended a wedding on the weekend, very lovely ceremony. Mm-hmm. I was in the wedding, as you know.
And it's your wedding season now. Mine's over. My friends are all done.
Yeah. You were sitting in an economy. but yeah,
17C to be exact.
Yeah. A couple things I just wanted to bring up. First of all, I was so excited to have, like, bridal party photos. Like, so excited, right? So, I was only, like, one of the, what do you call it, bridesmen, whatever. And me and Alaric were both bridesmen. And normally in, like, you just get those cheesy wedding photos and, like, they're just, like, your stock standard, everyone stand in a row. Mm-hmm. But this girl was like, no, I'm going to do something different. The photographer was like, I'm going to do something different. It's going to be real editorial. I've got some light set up coming through the background. And, like, I could see the vision. I was like, my mouth started to widen because I was like, she knows what she's doing. And she even looked at me and she's like, why is your face like that? And I was like, I'm excited. Like, I am so excited. Everything you're saying, I'm into it. She puts us all in position and I look around and I'm like, it looks like a Selling Sunset promo poster. And me and Alaric were like, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
I caught a glimpse of the setup as I was on my way passing to go have a ciggy.
And they sprayed, like, smoke and everything. And I was like, I can't wait. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I was on a high after that because I was like, I cannot wait for these.
You were literally telling people. Yeah, you were like, we did a housewife shoot.
You have no idea. It's going to look so fucking good. And then Alaric's like, it's going to look amazing or it's going to look really bad. And I was like, no. It'll look amazing. I've been telling everyone about this fucking photo.
Yeah.
And anyway, next day rolls around and I do need to note as well, I'm on the end and she's obviously got a wide lens on.
Mm-hmm.
The photos came back yesterday and I was speechless. Everyone looks amazing other than me because I was on the end and I don't know who I've pissed off in a regular, in a past life because I look triple the size. I thought it was giving Selling Sunset, more like renting in Paraka is what it is. Leasing in Paraka.
Big Bessie Bigfoot.
I was mortified. I look like that. You know that little, that man in Beetlejuice where they've got the tiny little head and the big suit? That was me.
You know, like when I first saw the photo and I showed you, I didn't even think that you looked big because, I don't know, I think it's just because I know what you look like in real life. But just, I looked at the photo as a whole and mortified. Was like, this looks really cool. Once I saw your face, mm-hmm. I was like,
this is bad.
Okay. Yeah, it's not what you expected.
No, no. And Alaric was right. It was either going to be really, really good or really, really bad. And it's really, really bad for me. Everyone else looks great in it. But since I was clonked on the end, that wide lens got me good, girl.
Yeah, the wide lens is rude as fuck.
So that sent me into a spiral yesterday. But
gay crisis.
Yeah, not good. Alaric looked great. Good on him. Also, another thing that I did not notice, obviously, one thing I did notice, but I have never noticed till now, I got such an ick. You know when that song comes on at a wedding and it's the Eagle Rock song and all the straighties like to deck themselves and just rock out with their cocks out? I immediately evaporate from
the
dance floor.
They used to do it in the wool shed as well. Like that's when you knew. Ew. No, that's when you knew like time it's to time to go. Yeah. I shouldn't be at the wool shed. This is not a safe space for me.
No.
And yeah, everyone would pull their pants down.
And do you know what was probably more of an ick? When the song's over and they all have to pull their pants up. I was watching them and I was like, oh no, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, at that point, just fucking kick them off and walk around.
Or the girls that like clap their hands, they're like, yeah, they think it's really fun. I'm like, no, sweetie, that's your son.
Go get your man.
Yeah, like he's actually a child.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I'll say on that. But nonetheless, it was an amazing day and night. I had a lot of fun.
Had so much
although
fun.
Although I looked like a big summer blowout.
You didn't. I tried to even comfort you yesterday and you were not having it. So, yeah, well, let's just move on.
I mean, we need to...
You looked good.
We need to be honest with ourselves and you're not being honest, so...
I am being honest. Your brain is not being honest. Look, I get it. The photo is not what you expected. Like, you're on the end, wide angle. It doesn't, like... Unfortunately, the fucking world works in mysterious ways, but you don't look like that.
Yeah, and absolutely cruel ways as well. But, you know, I digress. Let's get on to...
the reason why we're here.
The reason why we're here. And this is going up a day later. I feel like the way how I've structured this is so, like... It's meant to be a recap of the episodes, but the next episode's coming out tomorrow. So maybe we'll treat this as a previously on so you can kind of listen to this and then go into the next episode with fresh mind.
I don't know. Like, you don't even know that everyone watches it the second it comes out anyway.
I mean, if anyone's like me or us, we would.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sydney, great episode this week. Yeah. I feel like it's given us a sneak peek into how good it's actually going to be for the rest of the season.
I'm very excited.
First of all, Chrissy's beach house in Noosa.
Mm. Do you think rented or owned?
She owns that.
Does she?
Yeah. Yeah, she spoke about it, I think, at the start of the episode of maybe season, like the last episode, the one before this one.
Mm. It's a beautiful house.
Stunning. 15 million. It's worth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's got she's got some deep pockets.
Well, what's Johnny do?
I don't know.
He works overseas quite a lot, so I'm going to say he's... rolling in the big bucks too.
Okay.
But beautiful house.
Mm.
I don't know why Victoria and Martine are whinging about sharing a bathroom downstairs. Their bedrooms look amazing.
Yeah.
I'd be so happy.
Well, she did say grade A bedroom.
Yeah. Grade B bathroom.
Yeah.
And they got little personalized bags. How cute.
Mm.
What do you think about Kate not coming?
I don't know. Like, to me, it's not very clear on whether she actually said she was going.
Mm.
Like, when they asked Chrissy, did you get confirmation that she was coming? And Chrissy was like, yeah, of course. I texted her and said, is there anything that you need? And she just replied, no. Like, I don't know, like, if that's...
It's a bit of a grey...
Definitely a grey area. Like, I don't know if it's like... You know, maybe the next episode, Kate might sit there and go, I told Chrissy I wasn't going to be there. Or, like, I don't know. I feel like it could be that scenario.
It could even be like, or maybe it's just like a production ploy. Like, maybe she wasn't actually invited and they're just saying that she was.
Yeah.
And like, it's just in there to put, like, production of just kind of said, oh no, she's definitely coming, but like hadn't invited or paid for her flights, whatever. Just kind of similar to like how they manipulated the situation with Terry, Chrissy and Nicole last season, where Terry was late. I feel like that was all a bit produced. So maybe it's the same thing here. I'm not sure. We'll find out.
Yeah, I think like I haven't made up my mind on like, you know, my thoughts on that situation until we hear from Kay, I think.
Yeah. And what about when they all had their dinner at Chrissy's house and they're all going on about, you know, Kate and the relationship, and then Martine's just cracking the shit saying that she's bored. Like
it's funny, but like it's like if I was at that table, it would have kind of bothered me because I'd be like, you're getting to know the group though, so like just shut up and listen.
I would be intrigued. Yeah. I want to hear more about this. I love gossip. If I'm in the worst mood, I will anything. If anything's going to perk me up, it's a bit of gossip.
Yeah. Maybe she's friends with Kate.
No, they don't know each other yet. They just met.
Oh, okay. So, well,
I can't see them getting along though.
Well, I'm thinking it's probably stemming from, I'm getting the vibe that Martine is not a big fan of Chrissy. And because Chrissy is one of the main people that's had beef with Kate, she's probably like, you know what? Shut up.
Yeah.
I will say though, I am feeling like Martine is going to bring the heat. Yeah, well, when we get that that bit of the snippet for the rest of the season, I feel like she gathers Chrissy a lot, like
telling her not to talk over her.
Yeah, and just being like, I feel like your motive is to always put new people through a hazing phase. Okay. And like, it's true. She does do that. And she's getting called out on it. And like, look, I love Chrissy. She's so fucking funny. But like, I'm also kind of here for her getting gathered in some scenarios too.
It'll be, I don't know if she puts some like them through a hazing, like I don't know who else she would have put through a hazing phase. Like
no, but it's just the vibe you get from her. Okay. Like she's very, she makes backhanded comments that like she wants to come off as a joke, but really there's a dig behind it.
Yeah.
She does that all the time. And Martine, and I would be the same way. Like I would be like, tell me how you're really feeling.
She really kind of took the opportunity to bring it up in the group when they had that second dinner, bringing up that Victoria and her had a fight on the couch. Yeah. Like those little things you can tell she knows happens and then brings them up to the wider group to then start something. I mean, she's playing a good game.
But yeah. Look, I'm here for both sides. Yeah. Like I'm here to watch her stir the pot and then I'm here to watch someone call her out on it. It's just good TV.
Yeah. And what do you think, Caroline walking in Australian Fashion Week now?
Oh, okay. So I kind of get what Victoria's saying.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, I don't care that she's walking in a fashion show. It's like, great. She's good at what she does. Like, she is a great model. But if you're going to make a comment about, you know, diversity is what you see in a Westfield, not on a runway, and you were actually talking about aged models in that conversation, and then if you're going to go and accept a job offer to walk a runway, like you've got to expect a little bit of clap back from your peers.
Yeah. And I feel like she kind of knew that it was coming as well, but yeah, I feel like she's just trying to be funny in the moment last season and now it's come back to bite her.
Yeah. And look, whatever, like you just, it's one of those things that you kind of got to own and move on from.
Yeah.
But you know, I think she'd make a great model.
Oh, absolutely. She looks stunning. Then we get to the group activity.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather go jet skiing or painting vaginas?
You just took one of my rapid fires.
Sorry.
You bitch. Jet skiing, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. This was probably the highlight for me. One, Victoria saying, do you have a hairstylist on set? And the chick, the instructor saying, I don't know how to do that. Sorry, love. Like, so Aussie.
Literally.
And saying that they've all got to send it and go full Bicky and they're all having conniptions over what that means.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I love it.
Then Victoria, like as soon as they take off, like she just gives them all the finger.
Yeah. Slay.
Yeah.
I have to say every time I see or think of a jet ski activity, it reminds me of when I booked it as a surprise.
Was that like, a surprise?
It was a surprise activity. I don't think you knew we were going jet skiing, which it kind of explains.
That does explain.
A lot. Yeah. So, we obviously were in the Gold Coast and I think we were there for your birthday. So, I booked jet skiing as like a surprise thing. Anyway, I'm like, pack a bag. We're going out for the day. Wear something that you're okay to get wet, blah, blah, blah. Get there and you realize it's jet skiing. And all of a sudden, you have this like, just an anxious vibe. Like, I can just tell something's not sitting right. And I'm like, it will be fine. Like, you know, there's an instructor, whatever. Little did I know on the inside, you were freaking out about the fact that you had not cut your toenails in weeks.
Weeks.
Or whatever, however long it was.
You just weren't up to being shown to the public on that day. And
so then we go to get on the jet skis and the instructor's obviously like, all right, everyone, shoes and socks off and we'll walk you out to the jet ski. You take your shoes off and I'm standing there and you've got your socks on. I'm like, what are you doing? Take your socks off. And you're like, I'm not taking my socks off. I haven't cut my toenails. And I was like, Benny, you have to take your socks off. Like, you have to. And he's like, oh, no. And then the fucking instructor looks over at you. And then I don't think he wanted to single you out. So, he was kind of like, yeah, so socks off, everyone. And you're the only one standing there with in socks on.
Water.
And I was like, you have to take them off. And you're like, I'm not fucking taking them off. And I was like, oh, my God. So, off we go. You're trotting through the fucking beach in socks to get on this jet ski. I know that that instructor went home that night and just told his whole family about like this weirdo that went jet skiing with socks.
And you know
what?
No one would have been looking at my toes and noticed that they're a little bit longer than average. No. They would have been like, why the fuck is this cunt wearing socks in water?
On a jet ski.
On a jet ski. Like, they look like those rogue shoes, those water shoes that you walk in. You know those real flat shoes that people walk in?
Like the crabbing ones.
Yeah, it looked like that, but there's obviously no crabs in the Gold Coast. Yeah, it was just cotton van socks.
I was fucking dying.
Yeah,
couldn't believe it.
Embarrassing. Anyway, it turns out trying to ride a jet ski is actually very hard.
It is hard.
And we did not go full wiki and did not send it because there's bull sharks in that water as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, so.
Well,
went for a little stroll.
They would have, look, if we fell in, they would have had lots of toenails to chew on from
Yeah.
But, look, it was fun. I would definitely do it again, but they're fucking not easy to drive.
No. I think the funniest part was Victoria and Nicole flipping off. Like, I have not seen, like, they really did go full Bicky and they ate the full send it and Bicky, whatever. Yep. Like, they fucking so funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
I've not seen, like, housewives hurt themselves like that or just, like...
They're usually just way too precious.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Aussies are different.
Yeah. Victoria, like, got into it.
Do you know what kind of has the same energy, but it was, like, obviously, like, not intentional, but that episode of the Real Housewives of New York when they're on the boat. And then all of a sudden the weather is fucked and they are like...
Screaming and crying.
Throwing up. One of them was throwing up. And they're like just... Yeah, like they're in that kind of situation. But it was just like a complete natural disaster. Where it was like Aussies are just flinging themselves off jet skis.
And just like in that episode of New York, like you can see the camera crew like filming outside. And there is times where you do not see the horizon at all. That's how lucky it was. And like I remember Dorinda being like half cut out the back just on the boat getting flung around. And she was unfazed by it all. Yeah. She was blackout.
She had sea legs going.
Yeah. And everyone else like Sonia, Ramona crying. Ramona's pissed herself, or I think maybe Sonia pissed herself, and like
it's the worst. I have been violently ill on a boat before,
yeah,
and I was like vomiting out on the deck.
I don't get seasick that often, so I'm kind of lucky in that sense.
Well, I think it was just because it was bad weather, though. Like it was almost the same kind of scenario. Like I was looking out the window, and the horizon of the sea was just going in and out of my view.
Oh,
and I was like, "What the fuck?" And then I was like, "I'm gonna be sick."
Yeah.
And no, I was fucking vomiting.
I wasn't too bad when we went to, where was it? Hamilton Island.
Yeah, but the weather was fine.
I mean, a couple of kids vomited, but
did
I
they?
Guess that's a given. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway. Back to the second dinner. What do you think about Victoria commenting about how Kate treats Sally? saying that she treats her differently because of her sickness.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not... Like, I don't think that she had any, like, ill intent by that comment, but I think that she is just too, like, ignorant to realize how it could offend someone like Sally.
Yeah.
So, I just think, yeah, like, it was just a silly comment to make because I just don't think she was prepared for how, like, that could upset Sally. Mm. It's more so, like, you're not the one that went through what Sally went through, so you should not make comments and just expect them to not affect her in a certain way.
Yeah.
When it's anything about her illness or how someone might treat her and whatever, because Sally is just trying to, like, move on from that. And she doesn't want to be... you know, treated differently or anything. And, you know, I don't think that that's even really probably what has happened.
Yeah. I do like how Sally's kind of got more of a voice this season. Like, she's already, she swore so much on the jet ski.
Yeah.
And then at the dinner, she kind of got really fired up as well. And you can see in her confessional, she's just like, she's got a lot more energy about her. So I'm excited to see that for Sally.
I feel like she's not trying as hard to filter her words. Like, she's a lot more open.
And comfortable.
Yeah.
I think it really did take that whole season, last season, to get them all comfortable in front of the camera and now they know how to play.
There's already, like, a very big difference in this season to last season.
Agreed.
Like, it is so much more fun.
Yeah.
And it's almost, like, it's... Look, you definitely still can't compare it to Salt Lake City, but... I almost feel like, what are we, episode 4?
For Sydney?
Yeah,
this
3.
Is 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, already we're getting drama every episode.
Yeah, yeah, there's always something going on, which is good. We're not clutching at straws, which is great. And then we get a snippet to see Terry returns next week. She looks like she's also locked in and ready to...
Rumble.
Ready to... wrangle a couple of these girls. I love that Jackie Gillies is back doing a yoga session with them all.
Yep. Nice crossover.
Yeah, hopefully that revives Melbourne a bit.
Yeah.
Gets the producers thinking.
We need it.
Yeah, it was a great episode. I enjoyed it.
Yep.
All right, let's chuck on, or let's talk about Beverly Hills for a quick second.
Okie doke.
Wow, I know that Kathy knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
She knew, walking through the fashion show front ways as well, not behind the scenes, to walking directly on the catwalk going, I feel like she wanted to humiliate
Sutton. Yeah.
And the way how she did it, I feel like Sutton knows what she's doing as well. It's just... It was so good.
Yeah. To watch. It was just like, it was just Kathy trying to make Sutton's event seem less serious than what it really is. Like, it's like, oh, I can walk behind here. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
It's just on the top of a rooftop. It's not like it's a.
Like, you know.
This isn't real.
She was making it very clear that this is no Balmain. This is not a fucking Vogue runway. This is Sutton's little fucking streetwear line.
Yeah. I just... And I feel like that's when... That's how kind of Kathy shows her support to Kyle in a way where she'll kind of pull another bitch down to be like...
Check yourself.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean... Look, if I was Sutton, I would have wanted to rip Kathy's fucking head off.
But will you? Will anyone...
No.
And then the show starting and she's introducing herself to Erica's mum. Was it Erica's mum?
I don't know.
I think so. But she knew that show was starting. Yeah. Like, she knew it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good, though.
Even just the reason why she went behind there to talk to Sutton made no sense.
To say that Dorit wanted to open for
Does Dorit want to MC? Like, what the hell are you talking about?
And just saying, like, she would have been to so many fashion shows where they don't narrate.
Yeah. I don't even know what that, like, where that would come from.
But I think that was just her then downplaying it again to be like, this isn't actually real.
Like, it's giving... It's almost like she wanted Dorit to be what Lisa Rinna does on those fucking shopping TV ads.
Yeah.
Like, selling cardigans and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she wanted to make it feel like, I feel. So funny. One thing I could not stand was Jennifer Tilly, as usual, walking out like an absolute freak.
Oh, yeah.
And just like, even whatever. When she was in the rehearsal, I was like, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't enjoy her on my screen at all.
Get off the TV.
I cannot stand her. The Carla Mauricio of it all.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Actually papped or?
I don't think it was. Like, because I don't think it was a set-up paparazzi. I think it was just someone that was, like, a fan of the show or something. Mm. It looks like it's just taken on a phone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, not like...
It wasn't a clear...
Yeah.
It wasn't a quality camera image. Like, I just think... And, like, I don't get why no one has sat there and gone, well, maybe it wasn't paparazzi. Maybe it was just someone with a camera on their phone.
Mm.
Because, like...
Maybe paparazzi don't have to always have those cameras, though. Like, they...
Okay, maybe, but, like, why is that point still being ignored, though? Like, if I saw Mauricio at a fucking airport, I'd take a photo of him on my phone.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it could have just been some fan that's, like, watched the show.
Or what do you reckon about Kyle's theory about it being someone that the girl knows and the girl got someone to do it?
Like, that's a possibility, but I honestly think it was just some random that knew who Mauricio was and just took a photo of him.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think happened. And then, yeah, whatever. They've gone and sold it to TMZ or whatever.
When Kathy and Kyle went to go get their... Is that mammogram?
Mm.
And they were talking about it. Actually, even before they got there, Kathy was trying to test Kyle to be like, how are you feeling? And she's like, oh, you know, yeah, not really good. Like, the photos, and she's like, oh, I did see that. And she's like, was that not what you were talking about? And she's like, I wanted to see if you knew first.
It's like, what?
And then when they were waiting for their results in the doctor's surgery, and then she was like, we should find out what she does.
Yeah.
And Carl's like, no, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I know, but we could just make one call or two calls.
Ding a ding ding.
I just love
no, one ding a ling, two ding a ling.
Oh, God. She's funny. I miss her. Like, if she's not... I feel like I can really tell when she's not in an episode because it's just...
A bit lackluster.
Yeah. Luster.
Luster. Lackluster. Luster. Well, it's spelt luster.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, that's pretty much all I've got to talk about in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
There's...
It wasn't a very fiery episode.
Nah. It was just... I feel like Beverly Hills is turning into a background show.
I know. It's so sad. I saw... They must be near the end of the season now because they just filmed the reunion.
Oh, I think they still do their or cast
was
trip.
It just the... Oh, maybe they just released the seating arrangement. I saw that.
Yeah. They'll probably... I don't know. I'm checked out with, like, behind the scenes of Beverly Hills just because I'm like, there's really not much going on here. Yeah, I don't know. They still have their cast trip left.
Where are they going?
I want to say, like, Barcelona or something.
Mm.
Spain? No, they went to Spain last year.
Mm.
It's some sort of tropical place. So, who knows what will happen there. We'll just see what happens. Exciting news. Orange County started filming again. I do enjoy that show. They brought back another old housewife to rumble with Tamra Judge, which will be exciting.
I saw as well, I sent a post to you and Jess today, but it was that Salt Lake City has started filming again.
Yes.
And they didn't have... Lisa and Meredith in that scene. Look, I think the way that they put that post out there was to try and create some like suspicion that maybe Lisa and Meredith weren't rejoining, but I'm sure it was just a scene that they 100%. Weren't in.
Yeah, those girls are not giving up. That's no flake anytime soon.
No way.
And they'd be stupid too as well. Like casting would be silly to let them go.
Yeah. I would imagine that if they couldn't get Lisa and Meredith on yet, they wouldn't have started filming without them.
No way. They were no way.
I think that it would be delayed before they go ahead and film without them.
Mm-hmm. I think Jen's going to be out by next year.
Really?
How crazy.
Well, apparently she's been behaving.
Well, good on her.
Yeah.
She's been working out in the gym with that other criminal.
Yeah. And doing, was it doing their makeup and shit or something?
Yeah, yeah, they did a fashion show in there apparently.
Cute.
Awesome. They got to keep themselves busy somehow.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, well, did you have another question or?
I had a rapid fire. I had two, obviously you stole one. And then the other one was, it's actually kind of boring, but obviously we're a couple episodes into Sydney.
Mm.
Who do you think is going to be the MVP of the season?
I think either Caroline or Terry.
Mm. Okay.
I love Chrissy, but I feel like she doesn't, I think the way how they all fight, Terry and Caroline can get their points across stronger and in a more fiery way than what Chrissy does. Chrissy's not a fighter.
Nah.
She antagonizes, but like she won't, she's not someone that you go head to head with, you know?
She kind of backs down
and like pretty quickly
runs off.
Yeah. Or just like doesn't care about it.
Yeah.
She'll start it, but she won't want to finish it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I could see Terry coming in with guns blazing.
It looks like she does.
Yeah, from next episode. So I'm at this stage going to say Terry.
Yeah, good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me again this week. Enjoy the rest of your long weekend and we'll hear from you soon.
Thanks, doll.
Obrou.
Obrou.